The sport of soccer has provided various ways to look at it that have been interesting, both on the business side as well as the player side. One particular idea, how even with the popularity in America of the sport in places like schools, among the population, especially among Hispanic and European communities, the professional aspect of soccer just seemed to be unable to always steadily match that popularity for at least any significant amount of time. There'd be moments of filled stadiums, we certainly know about that in the New York City region, and hot selling merchandise, but it would fade away. Not disappear, but it would fade. Now, we've certainly seen a boom in professional soccer popularity more recently via a variety of measuring sticks, but has that sport finally achieved the popularity that matches what it has among the population? And more importantly, is it sticking? I tend to think it is. Here to look at all this is studio host and match analyst with MLS Season Pass, Tony Kirky. How are you today, Tony?
Hi, Chris. Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm good, and I totally agree with that statement.
And why do you think it was always, I mean, was it just a simple, again, I'll use New York as a reference. Certainly in the days of the Cosmos, we had Pele. But then back in the day, if you asked someone to name another player, they couldn't. Was it just a lack of a steady, wide star system that just put a time limit on how the professional aspect of soccer would have its any sort of popularity and recognition?
Coming from outside the USA and having been living here for a while now, I get the sense that it's always been difficult for soccer because this is a country that has a pretty strong sports culture around other leagues, around other sports. So it wasn't easy. And then that effort, when you bring to the table the Pelé years, was not all well structured. That's my take on it. So what's been different for the last 20 plus years is that you have a league in Major League Soccer that has been growing steadily for the last decade and a half. It has doubled its teams in a decade. I mean, we've just welcomed the 29th team into the league in St. Louis. You mentioned stadiums packed. I mean, once again, I'm amazed that St. Louis is packing its stadium. LAFC, LA Galaxy, the other day they put 83,000 people in the stands. Atlanta is getting an average of 40,000 people in the stands. So for me, it looks different from what we had like 10 years ago.
And certainly when you look back at the days of Pele, it was sort of like, again, staying in that era when Willie Mays came to the Mets or Joe Namath went to the Rams. They were certainly past their prime, no insult intended, but age is what it is. If you look at the star system now, with Messi, for example, coming into our neck of the woods and our professional system, are we getting someone who is going to be more than just the name that will hopefully draw? Are we getting the talent, too?
For sure. I mean, some people could argue that this is not Messi at his top, and I could understand that take, because he's had, and time, it is what it is. I mean, it passes and it doesn't forgive you, but I would argue that this is the best moment of Messi's life in terms of him just getting that World Cup that he so dearly missed until now. So he's a fulfilled soccer player now. He's playing more relaxed, and the talent, I mean, is so above anyone else in the league or even in other leagues that you are going to notice, and he's going to come down here to compete. So we are getting the best player in the world just fresh from winning the World Cup, and I would even go to extra mile to say he's been the best in the sport all time. So that's a huge thing for soccer in this country.
You look at soccer at the school level in 2021-2022, this according to the National Federation of State High School Associations, over 800,000 students played on high school soccer teams, which puts soccer fourth, track and field, basketball, football, 1, 2, and 3. And between 1978 and 79, through the previous school year, 21-22, female high school soccer players went from 23,475 to, get ready for this number, 374,773.
Wow.
You add to that, too, that legislation pretty much required publicly funded schools to create an even playing field, no pun intended, for boys and girls in school sports. But I put those numbers out there because has the U.S. women's team and the success they've achieved, how much has that promoted the sport of soccer at a professional level?
I think in a huge way. And those numbers that you just recap, it makes sense, you know, that translated into the success of the national team and to creating talent for the game and on the women's side. And then we are maybe at a slower pace experiencing that with the men's national team, the U.S. men's national team. There's been and this is a game that's been played for, I mean, more than 150 years in some places, I mean, professionally. So it takes an effort to get there, to compete with the nations that usually stay on top at a World Cup or any other international soccer tournament. So I think we're seeing that with Major League Soccer and the initiative that they have taken into having, like, a B team, a second team, a young team, maybe go directly into academies and start growing the talent at that level, and that's eventually going to translate even more into the professional side of it for men.
Dora Tony Kirky, who is studio host, match analyst with MLS Season Pass, courtesy of Apple TV, tv.apple.com/MLS-season-pass. We have the link at our website, so you can bookmark it off of there. Follow Tony on Twitter at Tony Kirky, C-H-E-R-C-H-I. We have that link as well at our homepage. What you just said about the foundational structure of soccer, that made me think of tennis, and maybe that's why both those sports have the longevity they have, because I guess bringing a baseball analogy into this, they know how to build a farm team.
Yes, I agree. I mean, soccer. What's different with soccer? I would say that for me, this is the most universal sport. I mean, when you go back to the 90s, when the NBA didn't have that many European players, and then Barcelona 92 happened and the Dream Team happened, you could see how that made it explode, you know, throughout the planet. And now you get all sorts of talent coming to the NBA. So, well, I think we're kind of playing it in reverse here in soccer in the United States, but we are in good shape. We're getting to the right place.
Now, certainly with popularity, to gain it, you need to create as much access to the product as possible. So with that in mind, certainly getting into your obvious wheelhouse, what has streaming meant for soccer? And I asked this question as a recent convert to streaming. I cut the cable, went over to Roku, and, man, I might not leave the house other than come into the studio to do the show because of all the stuff I'm finding now.
That's the thing, and that's why I think that there's no going back, right? I mean, the way that we are consuming sports right now, it's so different from what we had when we were growing up. And I don't know if how much of a different generation you and me are, but I grew up like having to find stuff like changing channels and doing a little bit of zip-zapping to go through stuff and find a game. Now, when you come to think that you have, for instance, with Major League Soccer, all of the games in one app, and you are able to watch them either live or on demand, or if you want to just watch the recap, you can do it. I won't recommend doing it and on your car, but you could do that or on the train to your job. So it's a great way to further develop the sport in the U.S. now with so much accessibility that you have.
And also, too, it's a great way to introduce yourself into something maybe you weren't going to watch. You see a preview, you see a promo for the new Leagues Cup tournament coming up, for example. That's starting up on July 21st, and you think, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, for sure. And specifically talking about that that tournament, that's going to be interesting because the rivalry between Mexican soccer and U.S. soccer is growing more and more with the years. So this will have all of the ingredients. You'll have the 18 teams from the Premier League in Mexico, which is called Liga MX, and you'll have the 29 teams of MLS competing during the summer from the 21st to August 19 in a sort of a World Cup format. So that's going to get competitive, and that's going to be very fun to watch.
And you also never know in something like that, who's the unknown that's going to come up and be the star. That's why I think it's. I almost compare hockey and soccer because, well, structurally it's a lot of the same. Although soccer's been around a lot longer, and hockey's just passed 100 years. But you never know who's going to come through because it takes a split second to make a difference.
Yeah, so those tournaments when you have two games only in the group stage, and then you have round of 32, round of 16, and then it's do or die, you know, at that point. So if you go into the tournament having a good momentum from your season, from your regular season, and you have the talent for it, I mean, we could be surprised. But the talent that you will have with those two leagues combined, it's going to be quite interesting.
So for you listening, if you don't have Apple TV, get it. If you have Apple TV, get into MLS Season Pass, because as you hear from Tony, there's a lot still to come, a lot happening, a lot of excitement, and a lot of what Tony provides with his role as a studio host and analyst, along with everyone that he brings into the conversation, presentation with, you wind up just really appreciating what is one of our historical great activities at all levels of our society. Not to get dramatic about this, but soccer has been a stabilizing effect for youths, and it has become a great way to enjoy what is a true competitive activity. And now between Mexico and America, that could be something that baseball always was envious and tried to do, but looks like soccer is going to get that type of competition between countries to be done and done right. TV.apple.com/MLS-season-pass. We have a link at our homepage, and you can follow Tony on Twitter at Tony Kerchi, C-H-E-R-C-H-I. Tony, great to talk with you. Great to just get reinvigorated about soccer. Great to see that this is going to be the time when that popularity at all levels is going to stick because it's getting done the right way. Thanks for the insight and for being here today.
That's going to happen for sure, and thanks for having me. I really enjoyed the conversation, Chris.